The Simply Strategic Show with Tim Stevens and Tony Morgan.
That was your cue.
I still love this that song up front. I just can't get enough of it.
That's why you're kind of doing the little jig.
I know. I was dancing. Doing a little dance. A little groove there going, Dustin. I know.
Now it's time to kick into the introduction.
Oh, we're actually going to start the show?
Yeah, we're recording.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. Today's show, well, we're in the middle of the Pure Sex series at Granger Community Church, but it's already time to start thinking about Easter and what we're going to do for that series, because, as you know, Tim, we always launch a series on Easter.
Yes, we do.
And so, and we're going to be talking about that a little bit in a few moments. So today, folks, get your calendars out, start taking notes. It's time to begin planning for your Easter Sunday services. So, Easter is around the corner, at least like a couple months away, but it's the time when we start planning for that, because it's not just the teachers getting their messages ready. There's a whole lot of other steps that
That's
go
right.
into pulling off a series at Granger Community Church. And so we actually landed on both a theme and kind of the topics for this series. It's been, I don't know, about a month ago, wasn't it, Tim?
Yeah, it was probably mid to late January when we decided for sure. It was December when we really started kind of throwing this one idea around and thinking about it.
And we landed on...
We're going to wrap this series around the Da Vinci Code.
That's correct.
Which is the top-selling novel of all time. And
did I hear like 20 million copies or something?
28 million, I think.
28, wow.
28 million copies have been.
And how many copies of Simply Strategic Stuff have we sold, Tim?
28 also. just not million. But that's okay. We're in a different category.
That's right. And so if you want to do your Easter series on Simply Strategic Stuff, that would be a wonderful thing, but I don't recommend it, actually.
No, I'd pick something that's more hot in the culture. And Da Vinci Code seems to be it. I don't know if you guys saw the Newsweek somewhere around the holidays that had the cover with Tom Hanks and Audrey Tautou, or whatever her name is the other actress.
I love the way you said that.
Tautou.
Okay, like that? There you go. Yeah, very good.
It's my English thing.
It was?
With a French regional accent.
And, you know, I was going to say a Granger accent or something. I'm not sure.
Da Vinci.
Okay, so the movie's coming out.
Movie's coming out, and just pretty much everyone who critiques movies says this is going to be the biggest movie of the year. It begins May something, May 20th, I think, is possibly when it starts. And okay. We're going to start this series on Easter and end about the time the movie starts.
All right. So hopefully this will be a hot topic in the culture. And we mentioned that we're actually launching this series on Easter, which the way I hear from churches is really kind of the direct opposite of what a lot of churches do, because a lot of churches are in the series that kind of builds up to the celebration of Easter Sunday. But what happens is people that are new, that are only Easter attenders, show up for that last day of the series, the last Easter celebration. And so they're there at the very end of the series.
That's right.
And they're typically hearing the exact same message that they heard last Easter, which is a great message. But if they're only once a year attendees for the Easter weekend, they never hear anything new.
Yeah, I think a lot of churches, they kind of track with the whole season of Lent. And for the non-Christ follower, Lent is like something you find in your dryer. I mean, it's nothing that you typically think about in relation to church. And so we really try to we measure our return crowds. So we take, look at Easter, because a ton of people will come out for Easter. How many people can we get out for Easter? How many people can we keep? the week after, the 4 weeks after, the 8 weeks after. And that's a huge goal for us.
So, it is. It's very intentional to hopefully launch something so that people want to come back and hear the rest of the story.
Yeah.
And we've done this a few times. You want to highlight some of the previous Easter Sundays at Granger? Can you recall some of the ones that really grabbed people's attention?
Last year, we started our Desperate Households series on Easter weekend, and it was a marriage and family series and had huge response to that. The year before that, I don't recall.
That may have been...
Two years before that, we were doing the Matrix series.
Matrix, okay, yep.
2004, I don't recall what we were doing. But we're really looking for topics in the culture. We're thinking, okay, if all of our culture is going to be thinking about a certain topic, they're going to be talking about it, whether it's because of music or because of movies or because of a TV show, then if we can capitalize on that buzz that's around that topic and bring spiritual issues into it, which is really easy with this Da Vinci Code because it's all about spiritual issues in this kind of format of a novel.
Tim, do you want to talk about some of the topics that we're covering in this series?
Yep. We're going to follow the format or the some of the topics that the book dives into. This book is kind of generating a huge conversation in the culture about Jesus Christ. And is he who he says he was? The Bible. Can the Bible be trusted? The historicity of the church. And did the church try to, you know, feed us a pack of lies all these years? The role of women in leadership in the church. And really kind of try to bring it down personally to our own spiritual walk and our own spiritual journey and really dive into that. Looking forward to this. This is going to be a really, I think, helpful series.
Yeah, and it's another example where we're going to be really diving into God's Word and getting some foundations of the faith. I mean, some of those foundational issues will be laid out, but we're packaging it in a way that hopefully will really resonate with where people are in the culture, on the, you know, riding the momentum of both the book and then the movie that will be coming out. And of course, with that movie, there's going to be all kinds of advertising and promotions to get people into the theater, which will ultimately, we'll be kind of riding on that too, to hopefully gain some momentum with what's happening with our weekend series as well.
Yeah, in a sense, you get some free advertising because the movie producers are going to be doing so much of advertising anyway for the movie. And, you know, sometimes Christians ask us, well, aren't you afraid, you know, people will go to this movie and should they really? And we're not afraid of that at all. We know they are going to the movie. So we're trying to capitalize on that and bring spiritual conversation into it.
Well, this is just one example of the types of series that we're offering at Granger. And we're not hoping your church will become just like Granger, but there are some tools that we offer from time to time on wiredchurches.com. And the graphics for this series, we'll have those up very soon. And then as we do the messages in this series, we'll be offering downloads each week on wiredchurches.com as well. So if you want to kind of follow the series and maybe even use some of the resources that your church will try to make as many of those available as possible. All right. Well, this is the Simply Strategic Show. I'm Tony. I'm here with Tim, and we'll be right back. Hey, Tim, it's time for the lightning round. And it's been a while since we've done this, and I thought it might be fun to go kind of behind the scenes for the Simply Strategic Show with this lightning round.
That sounds fun. Let's do it.
So here's the topic for today's lightning round. And remember how this works. Dustin, our chief podcasting engineer, will be putting 60 seconds on the Simply Strategic Show clock. And you and I will answer this upcoming forthcoming question back and forth. And we will – it's both a team competition and an individual competition. Individual in that we're going to – whoever is stumped is not the winner but the loser of the lightning round.
If we can't come up with something quick enough as a response.
And we count the combined responses for our team score.
Okay.
And so we're kind of competing against previous lightning round
records. And I think
records.
11 was our previous high.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. So the topic for today's lightning round is this. What do Dustin, our chief podcasting engineer,
PEU,
and Adam, the official photographer of the Simply Strategic Show, have in common?
Okay.
So that's the topic.
All right.
All right. 60 seconds on the Simply Strategic Show clock go. They are both male.
They are both musicians.
This is true. I forgot. Wow. They're both employed by Granger Community Church.
That was good. They currently both have blue jeans on.
They are both sitting in the room as we're recording this podcast.
They're both very creative individuals.
They, you know, they are both eligible, shall we say.
Eligible. Okay, we'll go with that. they both have Macs.
Oh!
Macintosh, laptops, Apples.
Well, I don't even know if that's a good thing, but there you go.
It is what it is.
They both use hair product.
They, yeah, that was lame. All right, they both have eyes. While we're doing lame.
Oh, that's it.
Wow.
Time. How many did we get there?
We did nine.
So nine?
We didn't beat our previous team score.
And I don't know, but I think I had five of those nine, didn't I?
No.
Did I lose again?
I don't know.
I think I always lose at the lightning round. Well, that's the way that goes.
You know what I'm reflecting on here? Of how much value that segment just added to our listeners.
That's right. And to Dustin and Adam.
Exactly. They feel valued. You know I did it. It's over and I feel fine. Nothing you could say is gonna change my mind. Waited and I waited the longest night. Nothing like the taste of sweet decline. I went down, I fell, I fell so.
Here we are, Tim, at the end of another Simply Strategic show.
It's kind of sad, isn't it?
It is kind of sad, but look, there are more Simply Strategic shows coming down the road.
You know, this was the first double-digit episode. This was our 10th.
The 10th anniversary.
10 weeks.
10 weeks. That's right. Well, hey. So you have some thoughts for where we might go from here?
We're going to talk about, we have just over the last couple of weeks been installing a new video system, unlike anything that we think exists really today.
And, not in your home, but at the church.
This is at
our
church,
auditorium.
In the auditorium.
Yes, exactly.
And it's going to enhance our ability to communicate on the weekends. We're also going to talk about, we just recently came through a weekend with testimonies. I hate to use that word because it puts something in people's minds. It's a little different. We do this uniquely with video and interviews and do a whole service around the stories of people.
So giving real people a chance to share their stories.
Exactly.
In our services rather than having a prepared message from one of our teachers.
That's right.
So that, yeah, it'll be fun to talk about that.
And as you communicated earlier, we're going to talk about critics and how do you handle that and who do you listen to and who do you not listen to and who do you make fun of on the podcast? And we'll have some good examples of that.
And so actually it would be helpful if some of our critics started to criticize the show because then we could actually do criticism management.
We could. So, yeah, send us your comments. Write your comments into blog. What is it? SimplyStrategicShow.blogspot.com. Criticize us and that'll give us some.
Yes. Even if you like us, maybe you should criticize us.
So yeah, but it's got to be authentic.
Okay. All right. Well, this has been the Simply Strategic Show. I'm Tony. This is Tim. We'll be back next week.
Life goes easy on me most of the time.
You've been listening to the Simply Strategic Show with Tim Stevens and Tony Morgan. For more information, visit wiredchurches.com. Copyright 2006. Shorter story.
No love, no glory. No hero in her sky. I can't take my eyes off of you. Can't take my eyes off of you. I can't take my eyes off of you. I can't take my eyes off of you. I can't take my eyes off of you. can't take my eyes.